Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Well, back, it's 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to check out the new video that's up on the website as well. Oh, and by the way, we have all the videos, all the videos that we produced there on the website now. I told you in the past we were working on that. Well, that's just up now. So when you click on the video, you'll see the array of other videos right there listed for you. And I know you just can't get enough of my face, so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Christy Campbell is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, director of marketing at Manta.com. And Christy, thanks again for hanging out with us. You guys continue to bring some great surveys to us that you from polling your small business customers, your small business users of the great resources there at Manta. Some of the things that you asked them about were some of the issues that they see are affecting their small business. In the last segment, we talked about healthcare. What's some of the other things that they were interested in or concerned about?
Well, in addition to healthcare and hiring, they were also concerned about gas prices. I mean, it really does seem to be that gas prices and the increase of gas prices are really hurting small businesses. 82% say they're negatively affecting their business and in very specific ways. 43% say it's actually decreased their profits. Another 20% say they've had to raise their prices due to the rising cost of gas. So these issues combined together are really having a negative effect on their growth.
Well, I predicted the last 2 years in a row in my predictions. I do a set of predictions in the first week of the year for the upcoming year, and for the last 2 years in a row, In my predictions, I said, prepare for higher gas prices and budget accordingly. And sadly, I wish I had missed those predictions, but sadly, Christy, I was right on both of those. And you think about the business owners, think about a small business owner who doesn't have any trucks or vehicles on the road, but they have employees. And so the employees are saying, boss, you know, this gas is killing me. I need a raise. I need to make more money. So I just buy gas. I mean, you know, some people might even be thinking about saying, look, I'm not going to give you a raise, but I will pay a little extra for you, for your gas. Mm-hmm. So when the price comes down, that can go away, but it's an expense to the business. If they do that, look at the goods that they're getting in, Christy, that are higher because it costs more to ship them. And now let's look at the companies who have vehicles on the road. And if gas prices are double what they were 3 years ago, look what that's doing to your budget.
Right.
It's horrible.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that you hit on it there with that, how it potentially affects their ability to grow and hire. We saw, you know, 10-11% saying that the gas prices specifically are helping or hindering their ability to grow and really to hire new people who are affected by those. So it's like little pieces of these all touch each other to in general just bring down optimism.
Well, they try, small business owners try to, on their operating budget, their operating expenses, they try to get those things down where there's not too much marginal increases or you know, the rent should be the same. They budget for an average amount of utilities, payroll, et cetera, et cetera. But when you've got a line item in there in the form of fuel that is as volatile as we have right now, and with small business owners not able to raise their prices, we have small business owners have very little pricing power, Christy, mm-hmm. the ability to raise prices. This is really killing them from a cash flow standpoint and from a profitability standpoint.
Right, and that really forces them to look for new innovative ways to grow their business. And the good thing is we're seeing them do that.
Well, exactly, but unfortunately, it might involve not being able to compete.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, I mean they're definitely having to become more and more resourceful.
Right. What else are they concerned about?
Well, we also looked at access to credit and finances in general, and we found that nearly 60% of small businesses say that access to credit and loans has gotten worse this year compared to last.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's, you know, obviously very directly tied to growth. And they also are saying that their finances are more, you know, just more complicated in general. More than 4 in 10 say that taxes were more complicated this year, and also just that they had to pay more. 31% said they owed more this year than last year. So all of
right.
that combined, you know, is contributing to that.
Well, another thing that contributes to it, Christy, is there are a number of tax elements that needed to be renewed at the end of last year that haven't been renewed. We think they will be renewed, but they still haven't been. A year ago, they did the same thing and didn't renew them until October, but all year long, people didn't know, what are my taxes going to be? And because our Washington, Christy, isn't doing its job, and I'm not pointing at one party or another. I'm talking about Washington. They're not doing their job with regard to tax policy, and it's complicating things for small business. So one more. We got time for one more before we go to a break.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that really comes out of this is just we're seeing that the optimism that we were starting to see late last year is not as bright as what we were originally thinking. You know, 42% mm-hmm. feel the economy is just not in recovery, and 21% just aren't sure. So I think these things combined are just showing that it's not, you know, there's not as much optimism about that as what we originally thought. So, but we're seeing a lot of resourcefulness, and I'd, you know, love to talk about what we're seeing there.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. But think about this, folks. Here we are 3 years since the recession was over, and we still got, you know, dour attitudes by our nation's job creators. This is not good. We need to get our attitude turned around, don't we? 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.